in.
That's the best, Chassis.
I'm not even going to venture a guess. That's cool, though. Thank you, Jasmine.
No problem. YouTube is amazing.
It sounds like...
The guy's playing a marimba is what he's playing.
Yes!
You are correct.
There's a guy in Michigan Avenue that plays... Did you get that? There's a guy in Michigan Avenue that plays a marimba outside.
Well, Mr. Schwani, you have no idea which relative of yours was playing that?
No, I have no idea.
Well, you get...
Who
you get
was the, it?
Once again, we give you... We play this for you so you can get the royalty on it. The big benefit...
Yeah, all 28 cents.
You know, 28 cents adds up. It's 28
Slowly.
Cents for shows...
Slowly.
Well, it's 20 years of programs, you know, that I've been here. It adds up.
I haven't been here that long.
Oh, how long have you been here?
This time around?
Yes.
Let's see. I am now over a little over 12 years.
You only look 10.
Oh, thank you.
The mother's in the...
Add 50 to it, and that's what you get.
The mother's in the mills benefit is coming up for the Puppy Mill Project. Do you like puppy mills, Mr. Schwani?
No, I do not.
You do not. And when animals are rescued from there, sometimes they do need veterinary care. And to pay for this care, well, that's what this benefit in part is all about. It's to support a group that I support that... It's called the Puppy Mill Project, and they fight puppy mills. The benefit is coming up this Saturday, May 13th. That is this Saturday already. And that's at 7 o'clock at Moonlight Studios on Kinsey Street in Chicago. Paul Lisnick will be the MC of the event. There'll be all the food you can eat. And I'll be there as well. And for further information, rather than give a long website over the phone, you could check out my website, and that is stevedale.tv.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Did I say long? Did I say website over the phone or over the air? Well, I meant to say over the air. Over the phone? Boy, oh boy, it is early in the morning. It is 6:39 on WGN. Good morning. My name is Steve Dale, and in the studio with me is the director of medicine at MedVet Chicago, Dr. Aaron Jackson. Good morning, and thank you for getting up so early in the morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text is the same, 312-981-7200, if you have questions for Dr. Jackson. You know, I've been talking about MedVet Chicago for some time. You're a sponsor of the show, yes, but really, this facility is quite amazing. And what I've said, and I've compared it to the Mayo Clinic, It's like, and we had this happen to one of our dogs, and I will be talking about a lot more than that, but one of our dogs came in, and we didn't know if the issue was neurological or if the issue required surgery in some way and was orthopedic. Well, we had both you, the orthopedic expert, and the expert neurologist, Dr. Michael Podell, look at the dog all at one time. We didn't have to drive from place to place and make several appointments. And say if the problem weren't either, well, you have so many specialists, you would have brought in someone else, whatever it required. I mean, that must happen all the time.
Happens every day. You know, one of the benefits that we have is we have so many specialists and we're very collaborative. We work well together and it makes it just like the Mayo Clinic. You know, You not only get a surgeon when you come in to see me, I can get you in and we can see the neurologist, we can see internal medicine, rehab, whatever may be necessary to get the diagnosis.
And I would argue that it's faster. I have no idea how long it takes to make an appointment, to get an appointment at the Mayo Clinic, but I would suggest it's probably faster too. you don't have to wait months to get in.
No, you don't have to wait months. Depending on the specialty, you may have to wait, you know, a week, week and a half, sometimes 2 weeks, but that's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
Most of the time you can get in pretty quick.
So let's talk about my example. It seemed that the problem might be neurologic. It seemed it might be orthopedic. So the neurologist, and incidentally there are veterinary neurologists, speaks to the expert in internal medicine. There are veterinary internal medicine specialists. You guys confer and say, all right, this is what it is. Is that about how it works?
Yeah, that's about how it works. So you get an appointment with one of the specialties. They'll evaluate, you know, the pet and make sure, you know, if it is, that's what, you know, needs to see that specialty, that's great. If not, then usually they'll call one of us on the phone and say, hey, look, you know, I have this patient here. I don't think it needs to see me, may need to see you, or this is, you know, I need a consult on it. We may have to keep, you know, the pet for a couple hours to get that done in the middle of the day because they may be seeing appointments in between.
Sure.
But, you know, we call them the hallway consults where we'll go through and try to have a look and make sure that the primary, you know, specialties on the right track or off, you know, needs to see somebody else.
And it might take a little bit longer because of the testing that may be, depending on what's going on with the
Correct.
Animal, the testing. And that's the thing too. So the testing is the same exact same equipment often used in human medicine.
That's correct. We have CTs. We have an MRI machine. We have two radiologists that can do abdominal ultrasounds.
And these are specialists in radiology.
They're specialists in radiologists. Yeah, in radiology, yeah.
How many specialties do you have? 78?
No.
Well, there aren't that many.
No, we don't have 78. But we have them all in the major categories. So internal medicine, cardiology, dermatology, neurology, radiology, surgery. Emergency medicine, critical care.
Dental.
Yeah, we have a dentist.
Yeah.
And not in Chicago, but in MedVet, you know, nationally, we do have ophthalmologists also.
Yeah, that's a pretty incredible list that you rattle off there. And then in our case, so you look at our dog's name Ethel, and she had, it turned out, tore her cruciate ligament, which is knee surgery that the dog needs, as it turns out. And then after surgery, then just like a person, there's a rehab facility. You go for rehabilitation, which turns out to be right across the street.
That's correct. And so we do have specialists in rehab. And so they will evaluate our patients the day after surgery, and we'll start the rehab therapy at that time. So usually within hours after surgery, they're doing cold compression. And then they'll have set up for passive range of motion exercises the next day, and then you'll come in and see them, and they'll come up with a program for you to do.
Oh, no. So I've got several texts here, and I mean many, more than I can probably get to. I'll try to get to. So one is, tell me about cancer care. I think it's pretty amazing at MedVet Chicago. It's from a texter.
Yes. So we have two boarded oncologists, and we also have a radiation oncologist. And so when you come in to see, you know, unfortunately, if your pet has cancer, you'll come in and see an appointment with one of them. And if it needs radiation, we can do radiation. And if it needs chemotherapy or any other types of therapy for, you know, the cancer, then we can get that accomplished also.
You know, something I want to talk about, 10 years ago, did it seem, even you, are you today, looking back 10 years in your mind, amazed at what you yourself can do, let alone what veterinary medicine can do? And cancer may be one of those categories.
Yeah, I'm very amazed. And, you know, when I started working in a veterinary clinic, which was over 20 years ago, and that was just as an assistant, kind of worked my way up and been a veterinarian for several years. And it's amazing what is out there and what we are able to accomplish, and it makes it fun. You know, I enjoy doing what I do. We all do there, and you know, to be doing this on such a large scale, with all the different specialties, you know, that's kind of what I envisioned in when I got into this, is wanting to be at the pinnacle and be at the top of you know, my specialty, and then work with other specialists who do the same thing.
And you know what? Veterinarians, I'm sure the same is true with you. I mean, I just came back from two conferences filled with veterinarians are at conferences all the time learning. It seems every week there's new information.
Yeah, there's a lot of new information out there. And in early June, I believe, majority of our internists are actually going to their national conference. So they have the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine conferences. So
I used to go to that back in the day. I would go every year and sit in those lectures. That's where the cutting edge medicine is really announced. Yeah. And I would understand maybe a third of it if I was lucky. But it's very technical. But that's probably the kind of thing that you hit, you know?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me get to two more questions here. I have so many, there's no way. The two that I wanted to get to are so low down as I have to scroll down to get to them. DJ has so wonderfully, that must be you, Dr. Jackson, has wonderfully helped our dog Izzy, DJ, with a double TPLO and started across the street. She is becoming a new dog.
Oh, I remember Izzy. Izzy is one of my favorites. So, a very large, funny Newfoundland. So.
thank you to MedVet Chicago for all. God, they're coming in so fast. I can't even. Where's my mouse? I've never had this happen. I can't even read them because as they come in, Dr. Jackson is the best. Signed his mom. I don't know. No, it did say Dr. Jackson is the best. Thank you to MedVet Chicago for saving my daughter's service dog, Bob Dog Cortez. He was in heart failure and is now much better. Bob is a Chihuahua, and also they help her with her diabetes. So yeah. Diabetes is something else that occurs in animals. You talk about leptospirosis, Steve. And mentioned MedVet Chicago is one place where it was happening more often. Is it still?
We do see it, and depending on how critical the patient is, they may come in through emergency, it may come in through internal medicine, and, you know, to see one of our criticalists or internal medicine specialists, and then they'll go ahead and get them started on antibiotics. There's, lepto is around everywhere, and it's just something that, vaccines and making
I'm,
sure that
you I'm a fan of yeah. prevention.
Yep.
Vaccine is the magic word. I'll get to some more of these, as many as I can. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Jackson. A lot of questions here. I don't know what to do first because I have questions for you, but more importantly, questions like this. My 5-year-old Puggle, this is from a text, 312-981-7200. I'll take what we have time for. Our 5-year-old Puggle has... kind of diarrhea issues for months. I'm not going to go into all the details in the text. I feel it's too early in the morning to do that. They've tried several things. They've checked for worms. It doesn't say in the text what else they have checked for. Do you have any advice? As people on the street are laughing at my commentary about that so early in the morning.
Yeah, the next step would be to, see the regular veterinarian first. And then if they've been through that, and see one of our internal medicine specialists. They can, review the testing that's been done and recommend further testing. Unfortunately, I feel kind of bad. It's been going on for months.
And that's
tried
a problem.
Several things. That's yeah. a problem.
And it doesn't say the age of the dog. Well, it does, actually. So it's 5 years old, so it's not elderly. That's
not
good
elderly,
news.
Which is good. Yeah. It kind of puts it in a category, could it be inflammatory bowel disease? Could it be pancreatitis? There's a lot of other, could it be a food allergy? All of those need to be evaluated, carefully screened, and before you start just, randomly recommending, treatments. So all of that needs to be evaluated really
so
carefully.
So that leads to the perfect question. At what point do I feel frustrated? And you know what? It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your personal veterinarian. It may mean they don't have the equipment to do the appropriate testing. It may mean you're a specialist for a reason.
Right.
And the specialist in optometry, for example, will take.
Right.
So if your veterinarian has hit the brick wall, and maybe it's an odd or unusual thing that's happening to the eyes, if we're talking optometry, here, just frustration because it's been going on for so long with this dog I'm reading about, at what point do you see a specialist?
I think that's something that needs to be very, talked about with your primary care veterinarian, your the personal veterinarian and say, hey, look, you know, and be honest and go, look, I don't know what this is. Can you call somebody? A lot of them, we have very good relationships with all our referral partners. You know, they call us. I talk to a lot of them on the phone. Some of them have my cell phones. They text me questions. You know, I'm happy to help. And sometimes I work through the problem with them and go, hey, look, you know, this isn't something that needs to come in and see me. You can do this in your office. This is what I would recommend. And then other times it's, you know, maybe we should have a look at it and see where we can go from there, because you're right. They may not have the equipment or, you know, the type of knowledge that would be needed to help, you know, further get that diagnosis.
Which is
in experience. You know, I have the advantage, you know, I get some cases that come in, I'll look and go, oh, this is what it is. And they go, how do you know this? Well, it's all I see, you know,
exactly.
I see a lot of orthopedics.
So how many, so exactly. So we were talking about our dog and the cruciate tear, the knee surgery that our dog needed. How many of those do you do a week?
A little less than what I used to. Now that I'm director, so I don't do as
when
much surgery as
you
do.
Before you were director?
Around 15 to 20 a week.
And
then do the math. It's,
I mean, so
a
you
lot
do
of,
more of those in a week than some veterinarians, many, have done in a lifetime.
Right. It's a lot. And, you know, we see a lot of, you know, a lot of our specialty. We, being a specialist, we draw our, you know, our demographic of where we draw our population of cases from is a very large area. I have some clients that come three hours away, you know, to see me or see the neurologist or see, you know, the cardiologist, sometimes medical oncology, so radiation oncology. So we, being that type of specialty, we see so many cases in our specialty. It does make us very experienced at treating these our patients.
So one thing we haven't talked about, and that's emergency medicine. And like there are specialists in other areas, there are in emergency medicine as well. And I'll tell you a story. I told you a brief version of it off the air. I was driving down Ashland Avenue, and I noticed a dog as I was just driving by, laying kind of half in the street, half in the sidewalk. Several people standing around the dog holding their cell phones. So I pulled over and I said, what happened here, you know? And one of those folks had hit the dog. She said, I feel terrible. I didn't see the dog. It was running in the street. I don't know what to do. And they had tried to call the Chicago non-emergency number, and nothing was happening. The dog had been laying there apparently like 20 minutes at this point. Okay. There was no blood or anything, but there was a question as to whether the dog was even alive, and I felt a pulse, so I had hope. I said, I'm rushing the dog to MedVet, if that's okay with you. And they said, yes, please. So I scooped up the dog, put the 35 or 40-pound Benji-looking dog, cutest dog in the world, in the car. And I'm going to get emotional about it even talking about it now. Had never met the dog before. I had no idea who this dog, you know. So I drive it in. I had called on my way in. So you guys were ready for me. And the second I got there, you said, call when you're in the parking lot. I did. Came out with, just like in human medicine, came out with a stretcher. Then Dr. Klein came out and said, no pulse. I don't feel anything. And he had tears in his eyes. And like, I'm getting emotional. I had never even met this dog. Speaks to the human-animal bond.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is sad, you know, when you see things like that. And, you know, our emergency medicine department is, you know, is one of the best in the country, in my opinion. You know, we see, unfortunately, we're there. We see a lot of emergencies. We have critical care specialists. We have a lot of emergency doctors who have been doing this a very long time. They're very experienced, very good at what they do. And our technical staff, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And they're awesome also. So
yeah, they are. No clinic could do it without that technical staff you speak of.
Have to have them.
I'm a huge fan, yeah. It is a minute after 7 o'clock. Next week we talk about Anti-Cruelty Society Bark in the Park, where I believe MedVet Chicago will be at.
Yes, we will have our veterinarians there, and we'll have a bunch of volunteers there representing us.
Dr. Jackson, you're loved, clearly. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.